Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work.
Hello and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Anas, and as always, it's unfortunately my very sick friend, Grace, with me. Grace, how are you?
I have COVID.
What's that? God. What's that?
Is that still a thing? It's still a thing, apparently. Yeah, I'm sick, I'm tired, and it's almost 11 o'clock at night. And I've just had a tequila shot, so this should be an interesting recording.
I was like, we have to not skip a week, so here we are with a very planned show. This is Lights Work. We have a spreadsheet. We have a document open with a list of things that we're going to talk about. And we're doing this as we always professionally do this, right?
Yeah. This is how much we love you. We do whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, what should we talk about? You know, if someone's really sick, what is like a good topic to talk about? And I think...
Blankets. Sleeping.
Okay.
Kleenex.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's better than like snot and cleaning snot, right? That's right up, you know, my alley of what I do, right?
Yeah, you're actually a snot expert, aren't you? Technically.
I mean, the sound of like suctioning snot, it's just like, it's life is what it is.
Wow. Yeah.
But no, I think... one of the things we've been seeing the last few weeks as the season 2 premiere date has been released is people getting really excited. Do you remember when the season 1 release date was announced? Do you remember that time at all? It's like 3 years ago. I don't even know time anymore. No, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of all a blur. It was 2 years ago. Did we get the release date on the same day we got the teaser?
I think so. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, that day was amazing. I took that day off of work. We all watched the teaser together. I videotaped myself watching it because they had like...
You did what?
Asked us to. Yeah, and I cried, but it was so bad. Like, I cried the whole time. It wasn't even really like a good reaction. It was just me sobbing for... 2 minutes.
So you're saying there's a video out there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, if you watch that, I think it was for Dragon Mount. They put like a montage together of people's reactions, and I'm in it, and you can see me like crying. But then they like switch mine to somebody else's. I was like, please don't use the full video of this. Like, it's just me crying for 2 minutes straight. But yes, it exists.
But yeah, I think that. The first thing I remember is Rosamund Pike's voice, right? As soon as that, I was like, I don't need anything else. You know, this is enough. Like, the fact that this is real is enough. So we wanted to talk about that feeling of hype, of excitement. And this isn't, as you can tell, not going to be a traditional... Maybe the Lights Work episode. We don't know what this is going to be. I think this will be as good as or as awesome as it usually is. But we're gonna talk about hype, and I think hype is something we see a lot of nowadays on social media, especially with the premiere date now released or announced. So do you wanna read this, or am I reading this? Who's reading this?
The definition of hype.
Yeah. So you can do.
I'll read the definition.
You can do noun, and I can do the verb.
Okay. All right. So the official definition of hype as a noun is, there's two definitions. One is extravagant or intensive publicity or promotion, as in she relied on hype and headlines to stoke up interest in her music.
As in a 12-hour live stream for a teaser trailer.
Yes. The second definition is a deception carried out for the sake of publicity. As in, is his comeback a hype?
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't know. I don't like, it's not deception. There's no deception. It's real. All of it is real. It's not a deception. We are actually that.
I don't know. August? August hype?
Well, sure that. But like this actual, like the fact that we break down 2 seconds of a Verne clip for like 3 hours, that is not a deception. That is actual excitement over that.
Yes, it is actual hype. But there is always betrayal or the possibility of betrayal.
Yes, there is the possibility of betrayal. Yes, that is true. So the verb of hype, you know, that we are hyping something, is promote or publicize a product or idea intensively, often exaggerating its importance or benefits. So, for example, an industry quick to hype its products. So, yeah, I mean, extra.
We're not exaggerating anything. What are you talking about?
We're not about? Extra.
This is a normal amount of excitement. We don't do anything above and beyond what a normal person would do.
I mean, yeah, right? You can be casual, like whatever, like who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We are okay. We are fans.
Wheel of Time season 2, September 1st. Yeah, cool.
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 We'll watch it. Yeah.
Maybe like on September 3rd, I'll watch it. Like I'll give it some time to breathe.
Right. It's like, oh, a 12-hour live stream? Yeah, like that's okay, whatever. Sure. I'll show up for that.
Maybe for like, I don't know, an hour of it, but I'm not going to stay for all 12 hours.
Yeah. I mean, Lorne Balfe is on it. Like, sure, I guess I'll want to listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could always just like
Rosamund Pike
watch it later.
Rosamund Pike called in.
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, that wasn't, you know, that was the second the trailer guide. So, what are these things that we're talking about that happened 2 years ago that, that are intensive or, you know, extravagant or, you know, all these things that we're trying to point out? You know, these are things leading up to the release and during the release of the season, right, that are fandom events or fandom focal points, that are things that we look back to as, wow, we came together for these things and how much they mean to us. And for people who've actually experienced it are like, whoa, yes, it's actually happening again. And there are a lot of people that I've seen on social media who are like, whoa, I saw season 1, I liked it, but I was like never part of that. And they're seeing it now because they're part of the community and it's palpable. And it's just awesome to see that cycle just starting again.
Yeah, and I think it just snowballs, right? Like it started with, you know, the Entertainment Weekly article, and it's just gotten more and more exciting from that point on. And we have the episode titles now. We have Varen, we have Shora potentially. And I think just every new thing that comes out is an opportunity for people to get together and talk about it and make memes and dissect and analyze things. I think for me, it's always what I get most hyped about and enjoy other people getting hyped about is the visual content. Like anytime there's an image or a still, I just love that because there's so much potential within those things to like endlessly make memes, to like take one of those shots and compare it to something else you've seen. Or like, you know, I think the most popular example I've seen is Darth Rand. And I saw a meme the other day that had Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker with the hood on next to Rand with the hood on. And it was like Pam from The Office saying it's the same picture.
Right.
So like, you know, stuff like that I love to see. Kevin's weird Wool of Tim thing today, just like, and I just noticed all of the images that he used were from the new material. So just having those new things to play with is always what I enjoy the most.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, there's these, you know, there's the immediate reaction, right? That so many people do live reactions, live streams. There's the Lauren, shout out Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
His, you know, Unraveled, you know, video that comes out. there's so many different things that you look forward to. There's, you know, talking around, you know, talking about it, you know, on the Friday. There's like this, and then you see like this almost, it's not scholarly, but there is this, you know, at least in my head, I see like, I see all this stuff about a 2 second clip or five pictures. But then like 2 weeks later, they're like, did you notice that's Pat and Fane standing or like something new yeah. just comes out of nowhere. And there's so many things that people not only get excited about, but you don't think, you're like, oh, I've looked at this picture. How cool. It's Moraine standing there. But then, you know, it's like, did you see in Rand's eyes there was a reflection of the archway or whatever? And it's like, that is crazy level of fan freakery that is just, you're just excited to see. So that's the thing that excites me a lot, is people continuing to, you know, share stuff. And you're right, if it's the memes or whatever, but it's just the fact that people want to be like, this is what I saw. And, you know, and you're so excited, they're so excited to share it.
Yeah, and I think that's something that was missing from the definitions as I look back on them. There's something about the way the hype builds upon itself and how people build upon each other's hype that is really special, I think, particularly when it comes to fandom hype.
Yeah.
So it's not just the publicity or the extravagance yeah. or the intensiveness. I mean, it's the community
yeah.
piece.
I mean, I get excited when it's like Hype Mori. Like when he changes his name to that, yeah. I'm like, Hype Mori's back. Like just that for me is excitement.
Yeah. yeah. You know. Or when like there's a Twitter account that's like, this is now a, you know, a Eula Smart stan account.
Right.
Like from now yeah. on. Like yeah. and they just go crazy over, you know, a particular character or actor based on, you know, the yeah. images that are coming
yeah.
out.
I'm trying to think what Jessica Sadai, the screen has done recently. I think like
mostly WattCon hype.
Oh, is it? Okay. But I feel like there's like yeah. there's so much like, you know, things like that where it's like, you know, well, yeah, that's interesting. There's also WattCon, and like that's going to be interesting, because although there was JordanCon leading up to season one release, it was a little bit earlier in the cycle compared to when things were coming out. This is in the middle. WattCon is going to right. be right in the middle of the cycle. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
that'll be a strong focal point. So what are the other things? So we kind of mentioned a couple of things. So the first look events, you know, that we've gotten already and people talking about mm-hmm. that. What was your like kind of favorite moment from a build up hype standpoint where you were like, wow, this is special?
Well, I have a favorite moment that's from a little bit later on. But in the build up part of things, of course, you can't talk about the hype before the season starts without talking about trailer guidance.
Yeah.
Like that was, I mean, and people are already talking about it and anticipating it for season two. But we had
talking planning
two different we had what
planning talking yes planning
oh are you planning
yeah
yes I'm sure you're very busy planning. So I looked back to see what exactly we did last time, and I found that we had a total of 11 and a half hours a video reaction to the teaser that we got in September. And then when the official longer trailer came out, there was a 10-hour watch party and live stream.
Right.
So total, that's 21 and a half hours of hype around teasers and trailers for
season like
one.
4 minutes or something, like less than 4 minutes of actual content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and again, you know, that first one, I mean, the second one was, you know, the Wheel of Time account partnered with the Dusty Wheel and released it. Mm-hmm. And so there was like it was on the Dusty Wheel. Everyone was watching and that happened, right? Mm-hmm. The first one was similar, but it was a Dusty Wheel event. And the way people showed up to that and how many people watched and how it was broken, it was just, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't follow other things, so I don't know if this happens in like a Ant-Man or Avengers or something else drops. I don't know. But the fact that that happened and will happen again is just it's just crazy because there is something special about sharing time together. And again, yes, sure, it's 2 minutes of whoa, we have new content, but it's more than that. It's the anticipation of I'm gonna take that day off because I want to spend it with, spend it doing this. I mean, 10 hours is not a short period of time. 10 hours doing anything is not a short period of time. So it is exaggerated. It is intensive. It is all of that, but it is very real. It's, heartfelt. It is hardcore fans, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever spent 10, 11 hours with a group of friends under any other circumstance. I mean, maybe I've gone like on weekend trips with friends or sleepovers or whatever, but I don't think even in those I spent 10 or 11 hours straight with any one same group of people. For that long and interacting that long. Like, I'm an introvert. I would probably need breaks, or I would probably spend a couple hours here and there. Or if I have a party, I'm going to start my party at like 6 p.m. so I can be done by 9 p.m. and have everybody leave so I can go to bed. Like that's how I would normally hang out with people. But with these live streams for the trailers and the teasers, there's just so much excitement and energy and love and having different people jump on to the live stream that, and every single person has a
It's
different
so amazing.
perspective
It's like
and picks up on something new. Like, it's just incredible, like the things people see. So, yeah.
the best part is that it's like you're like breaking. Let's say you're breaking the stuff down. You're like, oh, did you see that? And you're and like, oh, we have Joe from Takararia joining us. And it's like Joe's like, did you guys see on like the Watt Series Discord or like on Reddit or something? They said, and you're like, what? Like, it's just like you're, it's like these reporters that are you're coming in, and it's like, just bringing everyone into the conversation. People who are not even maybe there, they're somewhere else, and how they get like mentioned. It's just it's special. It's very special to have that live reaction to something that's enjoyable. That's all it is. It's just fun. It's there for you to feel good. And 10 to 12 hours of just things to make you feel good, that's the life's work. I mean, that is what we strive to do here. So yeah, I think those are special events to look forward to and to be hyped up about.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing I've seen popping up a lot recently with the hype has been bingo cards. So I saw my favorite one that has come out recently was from Queers of Time. They had a charity live stream last weekend, and Critter and them got together to make a season one bingo card. The queer version. And
You mean
basically,
season
if you're
two
not
or season
familiar
one?
with, or sorry, season two. Yes, sorry. Tequila shot. So yeah, season two bingo. And if you're not familiar with what a bingo card is, it's making predictions about what you might see in a teaser, in a trailer, in an episode, and seeing how many things you get right, and to see if you can get five in a row for bingo, or seeing if you can get your whole
I
card
feel like
covered.
you explained what a bingo card is for my benefit. Thank you.
Did you not know?
I know now.
You know now. Okay. I mean, I figure there's always people who like don't know things and are afraid to ask. So,
You're welcome.
just trying to be helpful. Yeah, so you're welcome, all of those people. So that I've seen, that, and that's for season two, but also I'm sure there will be many bingo cards for the teaser trailer, and maybe for particular episodes. I'm pretty sure Threefold Talk will do some sort of stabby bingo. So, you know, you name your interest, you can make a bingo card about it,
yes.
Right?
Yes. No, for sure. I think, I'm trying to think. There was a bingo card recently. What was that? Like there was a Watt Idol. Like people did Watt Idol bingo cards.
Yes, yeah. They made Watt. And that's like so meta, right? Like a bingo card about a fandom thing. Yeah,
and then I think, was there a JordanCon video, like with the Q&A maybe?
For the JordanCon Q&A.
So there's so many cool ways you can do that. One of the other things, do you have other stuff leading up to, because I'm now jumping into actual release time that is, you know, that we had.
I think, the only other thing leading up to is people planning watch parties.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I was going to get to. So, I mean,
okay,
so,
cool.
So last time around there was the big London premiere and, you know, a lot of the, content creators went out there and live streamed from the event. And it was funny, even that I had like Daniel Green open on one thing and Critter on another and Dusty Wheel, and then I would like switch back and forth, and then I would I'd watch all of it, and then I'd go back and watch what Dragon Mount did, and like, so you know, there's such a great kind of access that you have had with that. So there's that, but then there were these screenings that happened all across, I think mainly the US, I think it didn't happen outside the US, where it's basically groups of fans who got together to do them, and Amazon set it up. So, you know, there are times you met people for the first time, and you're like, oh, cool, we've never met before, we've talked, you know, online, and you watch the Wheel of Time, the first episodes together. So these were like events that you'd hope happen again, and Amazon does those because I think they are special. You know, they were early, you know, both of us didn't go to these, right? Right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
So, but if there was something nearby, like no brainer, right? that you would go to something like that. But there are many people who were like, from now are starting to plan, you know, all the Thursday night, you know, watch parties. And I think that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, September really isn't that far away. So people are already thinking like, okay, well, where am I going to be when this episode drops, you know, if they drop them the same way they did last year, you know, so I think I figured out that, was episode 5 or 6, a particular episode is going to drop on my birthday. So like, of course I have to have a watch party for that. And then I know, ValkyrieCon is the week after the first, however many episodes drop. So I think they're trying to plan something special there. You know, is there a way we could do a watch party while we're there? And I mean, of course, you're going to have a lot of Wheel of Time fans all together for that. So that will be really special. And I just think, you know, folks, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but having a lot more friends now in the Wheel of Time fandom that I didn't have before, like even just like getting together with local people like you and Jess, and soon to be Daniel, you know, doing a watch party just with friends that we've met, is exciting to think about.
Yeah, I think I personally, when I watch something that I'm really interested in, I like, you know, probably want to just watch it by myself because I want to be like looking into it and things like that. But there is something about fellow fans. Yes.
They get it, exactly. Right? Like they're not going to talk through it. They're going to be just as quiet and focused as you are.
They're going to be like,
and maybe they'll like, you know, have a nonverbal squee moment, but like, they get it.
It'd be like, you know, the blood snow. They'd be like, and then like stop and like watch it again.
Rewind. Yeah.
Like there will be, you know, things like that that will happen. Yeah, no, watch parties are definitely, but they're all the streams and the videos that come around the actual episodes. So there's like the pre episode stream, there's the post episode reaction stream, and then there's the unravel thing, and then there's so many kind of things that I was consuming within those days. It was just crazy. I think John from What Up would do like 5 different videos like about each thing, and there's some that I wouldn't even be like that interested. There's like a parental like level, like, you know, if kids could watch it or something. He had a video of something like that, and I would watch that, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm watching this, because it doesn't apply to anything that I like am planning to do or think about. But I'm like, yeah, I want to know this. Like, it's just you know, that's the level of I want to know everything that's happening. And yeah, it was crazy the amount of time. What was it, November into December? It's just so much fun.
Yeah, I think that's part of the hype, is that there's just such an abundance of things to see and interact with. And it's just like this constant onslaught of fun, amazing, interesting things to do. And it just feels really good.
Yeah.
I strongly recommend that people, if possible, take work off September 1st or thereabouts, because one of my favorite things from last time was the kind of the overnight after show after the first 3 episodes aired. And I have already planned to take those days off again this year, because that was, I just remember that so fondly. I had planned to basically stay up all night. So it's like, I'm not going to go to work the day after the episodes air. I'm going to stay up, watch the Dusty Wheel. And I remember sitting at my dining room table with my laptop open and my headphones in. And my partner at the time was asleep, and I had already set up like a bed on the couch. And I was like, if I do sleep, I'm just going to sleep on the couch. And this is going to be my space. And so I was sitting at the dining room table. It was like 3 in the morning. I'm watching the Dusty Wheel and I'm eating ice cream. And I remember thinking to myself, this is like the best thing ever. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. I'm sitting here 3 a.m. I don't have to work tomorrow. I'm watching the Dusty Wheel and eating ice cream. Like, what is even my life right now?
I mean, ice cream and the innkeeper. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. But yeah, I remember that it was just so like, it was like, oh, like half an hour. I think Matt would have a guest. I think he had 3 or 4 or 5 guests that night, and it would be like, oh, half an hour of no spoilers, and then full spoilers. And it was just funny seeing each guest like just try to, you know, get through that no spoiler part, and then we like, oh god, we can finally talk about it. it was just so much fun. I'm trying to think if I called in that first night. I didn't. I really wanted to, but I didn't. I think it was not until the 5th episode that I like first called into the Dusty Wheel. So I think that's another, I had so much hype built up that my kind of not journey, but you know, I was in the fandom to some degree, but like, you know, I've talked about how I don't call anything for anything. You know, I don't call to order food. I called into a show, and yeah, that was special.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that hype does, is it pulls people in and makes them feel brave enough to become part of the fandom. Or even if they don't feel brave, even if they're still afraid, they just can't help but yeah, get swallowed up in it, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I guess I'm here now. Hi. Like, I'm too hyped not to say anything, but so I remember, I have to jump in.
I remember this feeling, distinct feeling, like the episode ends and I'm like, oh, this is what I want to talk about, and I have the idea, mm-hmm. and every minute that passes, I'm like, I hope they don't talk about it. So like I could bring it up because it'd be like, hi, you've already talked about this. Like I don't think, you know, if that happened, but like, yeah. I feel like every time I called in, I'd like thought of like three different things I could like say.
Yeah. Pro tip for calling into the Dusty Wheel: make sure you have three or four things to talk about in case by the time they pick up, they've already talked about your first three things.
And I remember those first calls like really well. It's just fun to be a part of. Again, you know, if you don't want to call in, don't call in. That's not like, you know, something that you need to do to be part of it. I mean, just watching, being in chat, even if you're not in chat, just watching and listening and just partaking in some manner is just so much fun. And then, you know, throughout those weeks, I mean, again, you know, when you look back, I feel everything leading up to was maybe a little bit more, you know, kind of intimate and, you know, just more fun. I feel like those actual weeks of the, when the episodes were coming out, were more tiring in one way, because, you know, you know, you have your own, you want to be able to react to what you're seeing at a personal level too. Right. Yes. And be okay with it or whatever, you know. Yeah. And so that, you know, definitely takes a lot of, you know, of just self-reflection on what you've seen and how you feel about it, because there's a lot of hype. But you actually want to, you know, be like, how do I actually feel about this? Because, you know, that's important too. Right. I mean, yes, we love the Wheel of Time. We love the community. But you want to be able to look at a piece of work, art, and have feelings about it outside of just the hype. And that was interesting, because, you know, I was like, I'm here to actually be with all these people, and that is more important than the actual watching of the episode. And that's the feeling of spending all that time with them before that. So when you're actually there, it's more important to be with the people than the actual, yeah, sure. Of course I'm going to like this. There's no question about it. But I think it took a little time afterwards to be like, okay, I need to actually, you know, watch this and have a, just kind of, a, you know, I watch them by myself alone. I like to watch things like lights out, just like the TV. And so I was able to do that. And, you know, I feel like I got a lot out of it. But I think when I watched it again, it was when I really realized, okay, this is how I actually feel about certain things or other things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the hype experience is not to be confused with actually personally processing things on your own. It's very different. Like when you're in hype mode, you're getting swept into the current with other people, and it's about the togetherness and building upon each other and community. But then to actually go back and like slow down and think about what you saw and formulate your own feelings, thoughts, and opinions, that's definitely a whole different experience. And I remember trying to balance both in my own mind, and it was very hard to do that. And I think also there's like a third part of me. So there's the part that's getting swept up in the hype, then there's me just myself processing, but then there's this third part of me that's like, I want to make Twitter jokes about everything. And like, all I can do is think about, oh my gosh, I need to screenshot this. I need to screenshot this. I need to say this.
Yeah.
And it's, you're right. It is exhausting because there's just so much. I'm keeping track of it all in my mind. And like, I'm like furiously making drafts. Like, I don't want to do it while I'm watching the episode. Like, I don't want to be on my phone during, but like, I remember after each episode finished, I would like furiously make like 5-10 drafts of things I wanted to say, so like I wouldn't forget. But again, like, that is not me actually feeling and processing the episodes. it's all this extra stuff that's wonderful and exciting. I mean,
it's basically,
you're right, it's totally different.
It's basically you're like, I need to share this with all my people, you know? Like, it's like, and that's what's great about, you know, hype or just, you know, being in a space with all these other people that you want to just share things with. We see this now with, you know, all these smaller clips and teasers and all that, but the actual episodes, there's so much stuff, right? And it's September into October is going to be interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And that's not even including all the extra stuff you get with each episode.
Right.
Like, each episode came with an origins video, a behind
well,
the scenes
not each,
video.
But
okay.
Wow.
Most.
Wow. Let's correct that. Episode 7 and 8 did not come with an origins video and have not still to this day. August has come and gone. There are no episode 7 and 8 origins.
What are you talking about? August is only like 2 months away.
It would be awesome if you now I'm actually harboring August 1st, like we get like midnight. Not they don't even wait till like a normal time of the day. As soon as it's August 1st in like Australia or something, they just drop it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, the extras on Amazon, the behind the scenes, and then like each episode would have stills too that they chose from the episode and behind the scenes shots. And I remember like trawling through those every week and, you know, looking for things that I wanted to talk about. And that was definitely a big part of the hype for me last time.
I mean, so there's, you know, there's the actual right after the episode after show, there was the before the next episode pre-show, then there was like the Amazon Prime official after show with the cast interviews and you know, some fan reaction there or some crew stuff. So I don't know why I just got really exhausted right now just thinking of how busy. I need to like take like 6 weeks off in September into October is what I'm thinking, but yeah.
Well, as luck would have it, I'm changing jobs and I'm actually taking 3 weeks off the last week of August / first week of September, and then the 2 weeks after that. So I'll have season one start, I'll have MalkyrieCon and the week after MalkyrieCon to like deal with everything. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then I start a new job right after that. So we'll see how that goes.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I am even more hyped now than half an hour ago. So that's, awesome.
So we have increased our hype by talking about hype.
Yep.
Is that what we've
That is the meaning of exaggerating the importance or benefits of a thing.
Wait, are we hyping hype?
we're promoting or publicizing hype intensively by exaggerating the importance of it.
Again, I don't think we're exaggerating anything. I think this is very important. It makes my life feel wonderfully complete and special. So I don't think there's any exaggeration there. I think it's all real.
It's all real. It's all real.
Yeah.
Very real. We wanted to, you know, talk about a couple of things, you know, a new segment that we started, I don't know how many weeks ago now, but there was one that we've been wanting to talk about forever. We have Wheel of Time, What in the Wild? That we started, and there's a couple of things you want to mention there, Grace, right?
Yeah, we haven't been able to do this segment for a while because we had a couple of really great interviews and we didn't want to interrupt those with this, but there were a couple of things that have happened. So again, What in the Wild is when there's people who are not part of the fandom or maybe going to soon be part of the fandom that are interacting with us fans about the Wheel of Time, maybe in an unexpected way or in an exciting way. So the first one comes from our Discord server, and this is a post from Random Gnomon, aka Daniel, who posted a painting that his niece had made for him for his birthday. So she is a non-Wheel of Time reader, and she painted basically what essentially I think might be his bookshelf, and she painted every one of the Wheel of Time books in incredible detail. They look so good. The font, the color, the art, and it's just fantastic. And obviously we'll post a picture of this on our Instagram probably after this episode drops. But there's a couple Easter eggs in there. There's a mug from the Wine Spring Inn. And there's a necklace with the yin yang on it, a wolf little figurine, and a dragon head. And it's incredible. So, like, best niece
ever. It's
like
magic. That's what that is. It's like a magical painting. You're like, wait, those are the books. And this is from someone who doesn't understand how important this is, right?
I think she does, doesn't she?
You're right. Like, yeah, but, like, there's something that they've added that no one, that you and I could not have added. And that is that they don't understand all of what we understand, but there's something they have that we cannot have. And they've added that part of it that makes it special somehow. I don't know what it is, but it's I don't know, or just knowing that fact makes it special for me at least.
I think for me it's that, I mean, clearly she loves her right. uncle. Oh, yeah. Right?
Or, I mean,
she knows, yeah. She knows how special these books are to Daniel, and so she took the time to paint them for him. I just think that's really beautiful and lovely.
No, of course, like the gesture of I don't know what this stuff is, but you love it, so here's something for you with that in mind. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
so good. The second part, do you want to like finish crying? Is that
yeah, I was getting a little teary there for sure.
Yeah. The second is what I, this is something I've been looking forward to since from our second episode. Yeah. Yeah.
Episode two.
Yeah. So, call back. So tell us all about Nick.
So Nick is my brother-in-law who has been reading The Wheel of Time. I mentioned him in episode two. And he just recently finished the series. He's got a lot of texts here to me. Yeah, congrats, first of all, to Nick. I'm just trying to scroll back. We've talked a lot, and I'm not going to mention all of it, but I do want to at least mention his final text to me. He texted me when he had 6% left. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, I'm done. I'm still digesting what just happened. Spoiler. With that said, not sure if I missed something because I have three questions about the ending. Spoiler questions. And then he says, if you want material for the podcast, I guess we can start with those questions. So, Nick is going to be our next guest on The Light's Work. For next week's episode. So we're really excited to be able to announce that. And we're going to talk to him. It's our first time interviewing a first-time reader.
Yeah.
So this will be really fun. And he's my brother-in-law. So I don't actually have a brother. I just have a sister. So it'll be fun to, tease him a little bit.
Yeah,
about
no,
this.
I think there's something, I'm trying to think, you told me something about, I think he had mentioned that he doesn't reread. And he said that, yeah, I think I'll have to come back and reread this in a few years or something.
He did, yeah. He said, I'm super methodical and a slow reader. I read every comma and period, so I only have to read something once. In this series, I've had to double back a little at times to make sure I didn't miss something.
Sorry to break it to you, Nick. You missed a lot of things.
It's not just the commas and periods, Nick. There's a lot more. Yeah, so he started to tell me he was agonizing over what to read next. And I said, well, first of all, have you read New Spring? Which he hadn't yet. But then I was like, and then you can always reread. And he did say he will come back to the series in a couple years. Have to read it at least once more. I know that for a fact. So, yay!
Yeah.
We've got a rereader.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And next episode is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, cool. What about our favorite fandom moment of the last week?
Well, I feel like it's now been 2 weeks since we're recording this episode very late.
Yeah.
But what I can't stop thinking about is Jay Duffy and the Dane Bornhold t-shirt. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. If you haven't seen it, we'll put the link in the show notes. But yeah, this was a t-shirt. Actually, I think Tigraine had made this t-shirt for Twitter of Time, Dane Bornhold, for JordanCon. So I actually have a photo of Tigraine holding up the t-shirt. That's very cute. And then it sounds like somehow Dane and Jay have been corresponding, and Dane sent a t-shirt to Jay to wear. And one of the shots says, "I see dark friends," and he's holding up an iPad with a picture of Marcus Rutherford on it as Perrin.
It's
really
good.
Cute, funny fan interaction ongoing. Jay just continues to charm us all. So, yeah, we'll put a link to that if you haven't seen it, but pretty sure everybody's seen
it. Yeah, definitely one of my, I was thinking of that. And again, maybe you're right. It's a couple of weeks old now. It's, the fact that something the fans made happen, you know, the fact that Shurik Dashlu was seen on a Wheel of Time set and is likely going to be part of season 3 is just the power of the fandom, right? Because of all the Twitter Time interaction, Shore had reached out to Rafe, or like tagged Rafe in something, and said, "I think we need to talk." And Rafe was like, "I don't know how to Twitter, but you've been on my vision board for a certain character. Yeah. So we made Rafe's vision board come true, or I'd like to believe that's what it is. I'd love to hear that story one day of how that actually came to be. I think that was just been amazing to, again, it's not official confirmation or anything like that yet, but I mean, Shurik Dashlu as a character in the Wheel of Time.
Literally anyone. Yes. Anyone. I don't care.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the story either. I want to know if we really did make that happen, or if, you know,
if it didn't, we don't tell us.
let us live in our bubble of believing how much power we have.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was really exciting. I kind of hope she's Elida. I know a lot of people had originally picked her for Catswain, but thinking about her as Elida is kind of
not Catswain. You don't want Catswain to.
I mean, I just don't like Catswain in general.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a problem I have, but it did inspire me to go back and finish watching The Expanse. I had been watching it, and Shara was one of my favorite parts of it, and I stopped somewhere like in the middle of the second to last season, and after hearing the news, I got back into watching it, and so I'm almost done with The Expanse.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen The Expanse and you don't know who Shurik Dashlu is, you need to go watch. Like,
yes.
Now.
So many great fandom moments. That was an amazing one. Is that our show? Is that it? Do we have anything else?
I think the episode titles was another fandom moment, especially the ones that were like so silly.
Horses.
That you talked about. Horses, yeah.
No. The call to plunder.
Stabbed in the stomach or something?
Like, sword in the stomach.
Sword in the stomach.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I love goofy stuff like that. You know, Steve.
You like Steve?
And it was kind of, I don't know if anybody knows about that or that I like that, but the Steve casting is funny
too. I don't know. It'd be funny if someone did like a show on Steve or something. That'd be funny.
Or wrote like a parody about it.
But no, I think, the episode title specifically that was funny. I think we do have some maybe official episode title, and especially even today. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see?
No.
Oh, do you not? Ooh, do you not know this?
This just in, everybody.
No, like in the last, like, I don't know, few hours, I think it's on the WGA website. Like, there are two more episode 7 and 8. Well, not 7 and 8.
Really?
Well, like, two, like, we have all 8.
Is one of them the greatest?
No, it's
call?
Not. It is.
Oh, so there, we're gonna riot.
Yes, I don't know where you've been. It's all over Twitter. Like, Maury's been.
How did I miss this? I've been sick. Yeah. I've been sick. Everyone, blame it on the COVID.
Let me tell you, the two are. One is Dice Damar.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know. Sure. And the second is What Might Have Been. So there's What Might Be, and this well, What Might Have Been is like the last chapter of The Great Hunt. So,
yeah.
Well, I sure, you know, make a perplexed face, but this adds to the confirmation in my head that Flickr Flickr is like 100% happening now. Because if they're going with what might be and what might have been, like, why would you do that if you don't have Flickr Flickr? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You're like, what?
It seems like
you're like, but the grave is no bar to my call. Like, that.
Yes, that's
what. Like, what? I'm, like,
I'm stuck on that. Yes, but also, it seems like a waste to have two titles so similar. Like, what might be, what might have been. Like, why do you need both of
because,
those?
Pick because
one
they,
and then make the other one, the grave is no
because
bar
to my
call.
They'll like link those two episodes so well that you'll be crying.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah. It'll be like, no, they didn't do that to me. Like, yeah, that's what's going to be happening.
Okay, everybody, remember this for when we talk about watching episodes from season two. Yeah. Make sure that I talk about the fact that I cried about the link between those two episodes. Yes. That probably will happen.
Yeah. So I think we have maybe a confirmed riot that might need to happen now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, especially after they put it in the little teaser thing in the old tongue, right. And they actually put that.
Yeah.
Maybe they did that because they knew they weren't going to have it be an episode title, and they thought that that would stop
appease,
us from rioting.
Yeah, that would appease. Nope.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know us.
They don't know the power of the panda.
Oh, they don't want the panda showing up at Jordan Studios. If you don't know what the panda is, listen to episode... Ooh, this is going to be tough. 27. This is fun. I think it was important that we talked about some of these things because we've been feeling the hype. I hope the hype has helped. The hype about the hype has helped you feel better in sickness, and that as we do more hype in the next few weeks to months, that a lot more people will join us and have that same experience that we had a few years ago.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. If you like what we do here, join us on all the social media. We're on Twitter at LightsWorkPod, on Instagram at TheLightsWork. Our Discord server is...
A magical wonderland.
Yes, I was just trying to think the most recent thing. There's something about alpaca.
Alpaca weddings?
Alpaca weddings and a certain picture of the cutest alpaca you could ever think of. And a alpaca farm dream that you need to hear about. So join our Discord server to know all about that because it's a wonderful place. And if you are willing and able, join our Patreon and become a patron. So yeah, that's it for this episode. And it's now your turn to go out into the world and do the Lights Work.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.